So good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. I am Teresa Mangapura, and I am the Executive Director of the Brazos Valley Food Bank, and you are here in our distribution warehouse. I really would like to thank all of you for being here, and primarily most of the folks that we have in the audience that are not media are representatives of the Board of Directors of the Brazos Valley Food Bank. So if you raise your hand if you're on the board. And then we have Capital Campaign Committee members as well. We've got two here as well. Thank you. And then we have a couple of folks from American Momentum Bank that I'm sure that you'll want to talk to later on. The Brazos Valley Food Bank strives to alleviate hunger in Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Madison, Robertson, and Washington counties. And we do that by distributing food to our neighbors in need through a network of 36 partner organizations. This August, Feeding America released a 2014 Hunger in America study. And from that study, there was information on each county in the United States about food insecurity. And in the Brazos Valley, our average is one out of every five households is at risk of hunger. And if that household includes children, that risk increases to one out of four. Last year, the food bank distributed 5.5 million pounds of food out of this warehouse. This year, we're on track to distribute about 6 million pounds of food, and of that entire 6 million pounds, 30% of that is fresh produce. Despite the better economy, many of the families in this area are still having to make difficult choices. In your packet that you got, you're going to see that there's a copy of the executive summary of Hunger in America, and you will see exactly what kinds of difficult choices people are having to make. Almost 90% are having to choose on a monthly basis between food and medical bills, another 85% between food and utility payments, and another, I think it was 50% between food and transportation costs. So probably what we have going on here is underemployment, not unemployment. And so that makes it so that people are having trouble making ends meet still to this day. And we have Christmas break coming up. And as most of you know, a lot of the families that are served by the Brazos Valley Food Bank and our partner agencies have children. And those children rely on those school meals. And when they're off for break, that gives our partner agencies more stress on their helping network because there's going to be kids needing meals at home instead of at school. Long term, the food bank has come to the realization that it cannot help keep up the pace of the current demand with this current facility. We've outgrown our current location, and members of the board of directors of the food bank approached the city of Bryan in 2010 to see if we could get the land next door, which is actually the parking lot and beyond to 2818 donated. And the city of Bryan graciously did donate that. And then in 2012, we were able to launch our capital campaign, which is called Because Hunger Won't Wait. And this larger distribution warehouse, which will actually be this warehouse and expanded onto that land, so we're keeping this facility, in 5 years, we'll double the number of food insecure people that it can assist. In 5 years, we will double the pounds of food that we can distribute. We will increase the amount of produce that we distribute from 30 to at least 50%. The food assistance that can be provided to each individual will be more, so they're going to get more food as well as more nutritious food. And we will have all the programs that we do so well, backpacks, senior bags, and mobile pantry in all of the counties that we serve. We are here today in partnership with American Momentum Bank to inspire the community this holiday season to help us continue to grow and meet the increasing need to feed hungry families in this area. Now I would like to introduce to you Will Welch.
Thanks, Teresa. As she mentioned, my name is Will Welch, current president of the Board of Directors for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. As many of you know, the food bank, well, we went public, as Teresa said, with the Because Hunger Won't Wait capital campaign in 2012. We're very happy to report that because of the generosity of American Momentum Bank today and the generosity of so many others, that we are now at a huge milestone. We've successfully secured 2.6 million or 63% of our $4.125 million goal in our capital campaign, which is huge. If we are successful in securing the remaining $1.5 million by October of next year, we will be awarded a $500,000 challenge grant from the Mabee Foundation out of Tulsa. We have a proposal in to the Hobetzel Foundation and are applying to other foundations this spring. We have several corporate asks outstanding, and we meet regularly with individual donors to garner support. With gifts like the one being announced today, we are seeing great success with the Because Hunger Won't Wait campaign and are excited to bring a new and improved facility to the Brazos Valley to better serve those in need. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the moment you've all been waiting for, I would like to introduce you to Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank.
Will, thanks for the exciting update. I hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather as much as I am. I was watching the news this morning and saw people up north shoveling snow, and it reminded me of how fortunate we are to be in this great community, especially this time of year. When I look around this room, I'm also reminded of how great this community is. Look around at these shelves stocked to their capacity, the freezers full of perishable items, all to help our fellow neighbors in need. The food bank serves, unfortunately, a growing population of families. We enjoy a thriving and growing economy locally, but that doesn't mean that the need has gone away. On behalf of the directors, staff, and clients, I'm proud to represent American Momentum Bank today as we take a small step in supporting something we feel very strongly about. The Brazos Valley Food Bank not only helps individuals and families in our area with access to nutrition or nutritious meals, they go the extra step in regularly reaching out to children, seniors, and those needing emergency support so thousands of hunger-plagued residents can live better and be better prepared to get on their feet. We applaud the good work of the food bank, and I encourage you to join us by supporting the food bank's Because Hunger Won't Wait capital campaign. We need a new and improved facility to serve more with the most nutritious foods available. Food is a basic need. We must have it to thrive in our school, work, and it is necessary for an overall healthy livelihood. Now I would like to invite our Executive Vice President, Head of Marketing for American Momentum Bank, George Lee, up to the front to help us present our check.
Thanks, George.
Now, on behalf of American Momentum Bank, I'm proud to present this check for $250,000 in support of Because Hunger Won't Wait. I encourage you and your business in this community to support this campaign as generously as you can. If you would prefer to support the food bank's general operations, that is fantastic as well. As most of you know, tomorrow is the 19th annual KBTX Food for Families Food Drive, benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank. This 18-hour drive-through food and fun drive at the Brazos Center in Bryan is a true Brazos Valley tradition. We encourage everyone to come out and donate as generously as possible because hunger won't wait.